friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, we are so glad that you're here. Welcome to Thursday, this April the 23rd, 2015. Hang on, let me roll out the red carpet. Let me throw up the confetti and celebrate your fellowship today. Hey, I pray that you're doing well. It's Joey with you. See, the only thing about confetti is when you throw it up in the air, you got to clean it all up. So, hey, but for you, it's worth it, friend. So, fellowship with you. Let's throw up that confetti and let's celebrate, and I'll clean it up. In fact, I'll grab one of my kids to do it. That's fine. Hey, I pray that you're doing well. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It is, already April 23rd. Mentioned that. And, that's a thought for you. May is literally, and I do mean literally, around the corner. I was just telling my wife, we were just talking the other day, and we were just saying how fast our kids are growing up. They're just growing up. They really are. So we need to take advantage of these opportunities. We need to take advantage of really investing in their lives. And I know you can relate either as a parent or as a grandparent. Wow, time really does fly. I think that's why the psalmist said to teach us to number our days. You know, it's funny too. You know, remember growing up, it seemed like it took forever for you to turn 16 or 18. And then the next thing you know, time has just flown by. So I do pray that you take advantage of every opportunity. Amen. Well, Fred, I pray that you're blessed today. Hey, lots of great stuff going on. We have just announced officially now, Ivan Parker going to be in concert at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, Saturday night, June 13th, 7 p.m. He was supposed to be at a different venue, but things have kind of worked out to where we can be at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy again, Saturday, June 13th, 7 p.m. I know it seems like it's far away, but as mentioned before, time does fly. Now, tickets for general seating, suggest a donation of $10, or if you want to meet and greet in the artist circle with Ivan Parker, just $25. He's got an incredible voice. I've mentioned this before. Ivan's got just an incredible voice. Maybe we could find an Ivan Parker song here to play. But do get your tickets now. You can call us to get your tickets, either the general seating for $10 or the meet and greet artist circle seating for $25. 217-367-7777. We're going to put Karen to work here on this Thursday so we can get our tickets. She's answering the phones today, 217-367-7777. And not only that, the singing men of GNN will be there to, of course, proclaim and sing about God's greatness. Also a great opportunity to fellowship with other Great News listeners as well. So, yep, get your tickets today, 217-367-7777. And coming up, the first Thursday in May, it is the National Day of Prayer, an opportunity to set aside some time and intentionally pray. In fact, on that morning, Thursday, May 7th, you're invited to the Rantoul Community Prayer Breakfast, bright and early at 6 a.m. at the Linden, located at 224 Wheat Avenue in Rantoul. Melanie Jackson from See You at Home will be the special guest speaker that day. A great breakfast there, $10 for the breakfast. And this is just an opportunity to pray for our community, our state, and our nation. Wow, you turn on the news today. Boy, do they need God's wisdom. So this is an opportunity to rally around and pray and lift up our community, lift up our state, lift up our nation, and pray for a spiritual revival where people will fall on their knees and call Jesus as Lord. Can you imagine? Oh, praise the Lord. And the Word of God says that the prayers of a righteous person avail much. So be part of this wonderful prayer breakfast. Again, Thursday, May 7th, 6 a.m. at the Linden on Wheat Avenue there in Rantoul. You can get more details on this and other events, by the way, at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on events. Well, coming up today, we're going to be talking about honoring Jesus as Lord, how he is exalted and given the name that is above every name. And today he is our Lord, and we submit under his kingdom rule. So we're going to be taking a look at Ephesians chapter 1 and honoring Jesus as Lord, coming up right after this from Ivan Parker. How about that? Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call, and at the midnight cry we'll be going home when Jesus steps out on the choir to call God's children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet Him in the air, and then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. How many believe that Jesus is coming back for the church? And don't it make you want to shout? Hallelujah. Oh, I look around me and I see prophecies fulfilling. Oh, and signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear my Father how He says, son, go get my children. And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise when Jesus steps out.
Yes, Ivan Parker and that midnight cry. I don't know about you, but I love movies. In fact, I love not just any movies. I love good movies, at least. But sometimes after the credits roll, I find myself wondering, so what happened next? You know, as an example, the classic book and movie Gone with the Wind. Remember that book? Remember that movie? Well, it ends with the statement, after all, tomorrow is another day. And people used to ask the author, Margaret Mitchell, what happened when tomorrow came? I mean, what happened to Scarlett O'Hara? And Mitchell never had an answer. She had no plans for a sequel as far as she was concerned. The story was over, right? You know, Jesus' earthly ministry, his earthly life, that is, ended with a great climax. I mean, his resurrection, his post-resurrection appearances, and a physical ascension into heaven. But have you ever wondered what happened next? To put it another way, what is Jesus up to these days? Well, friend, the story continues. Today, we're going to be talking about honoring Jesus as Lord. Jesus is exalted to heaven, and the book of Ephesians gives us a glimpse into his rule and reign right now in our lives. So, if you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll explore the exalted state of Jesus, and we'll see how we are to live in response to him. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 10. We're going to look at a couple different verses here. In verse 7 of Ephesians 1, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. And then we drop down to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, I pray that the eyes of your hearts may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Whew, lots of good stuff in there. We're going to unpack that here. You know, whenever I pour myself a cup of coffee, boy, do I love coffee. I mean, I got my cup right here. I don't know if you can hear that. I always add cream to mix it together. Now, at that point, a union has occurred, right? I mean, I once had black coffee and white cream, but now I have brown coffee, right? Or if my wife adds the cream, she adds so much it looks like it's white coffee. You want to ask her, do you want coffee with that cream that you have there? But if I take the cream with me to my den, the coffee comes too. See, nothing can separate the two once they've been joined, right? Likewise, Jesus Christ brings all things together in heaven and on earth. You know, Paul wrote in Colossians 1:17, he says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In Jesus, the one who stands exalted like no other, you will discover both the fullness and the summation of everything you'll ever need in heaven and on earth. It's all there in Christ. Everything you need for victorious living is in Jesus. Colossians 1:13 tells us God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, thank you, Jesus, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. In other words, you used to belong to Satan's kingdom, but now, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are part of a new kingdom where Jesus Christ is King. Satan can do nothing to remove you from God's kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. But he will do his best to get you to ignore the kingdom rule of Jesus Christ. See, Satan loves to influence the lives of believers because they are yielding the power to him. This is not because any rightful authority he has, but simply because of the failure to align their thoughts, their decisions under the lordship of Jesus Christ. By not exalting Jesus Christ to the proper place in our lives, homes, and churches, the first place he deserves, by the way, we miss out on the benefits of his covering. Do you want the benefits he provides his people
then we need to remain in him.
You know, in a football game, the players tower over the referees, right? The players are so much bigger and so much stronger and so much more powerful than the older, small, often out of shape referees, right? In a game, the players can use their power to knock you down, but the referees can use their authority to put you out of the game. In other words, never confuse power with authority. See, Satan may be able to knock you down. He may be more powerful than you, but he has absolutely no authority over you if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus Christ deactivated, dismantled, and disarmed Satan's rule over sin and over death. God gave the ultimate authority to his Son and to his Son alone. He has placed all things in subjection to Jesus Christ. Yes, Satan will try long and hard to hinder anyone who has an abiding relationship with Jesus. He wants you to ignore the authority and rule of Christ in your day-to-day activities and decisions. Yet acknowledging and remaining under Christ's lordship and authority will protect you from Satan's onslaught. See, later in Ephesians, Paul wrote that God made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, by the way. So when Christ died, you died with him. When Christ rose, you arose with him. When Christ sat down at the right hand of the Father, you sat down with him. See, for you gained access to the authority which comes through the perfect union of Jesus Christ, bringing heaven to bear on earth. You must abide in him. And that's a church word for you, abide. In fact, I don't think I ever heard that word before I started coming to church, right? To abide means to dwell, to align your thoughts, your choices, and perspective under God's thoughts, choices, and perspectives. It means connecting with him and honoring him in everything that you do. See, because you follow Christ, he now intercedes on your behalf. But the only way to experience his saving power on a daily basis is by aligning yourself under him. When you do that, you experience the blessings of his care. But know this, experiencing a blessing includes the ability to both enjoy the favor of God in your own life and extend his favor to others. We are not to be cul-de-sac Christians, right? We are conduits. God never intended for his blessings to stop at our own lives. He desires us to be channels through which his blessings can be delivered to others. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But as we see in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, he established the church as his own body, of which he is the head. As his body, we are called to serve one another, love one another, honor one another, encourage one another. Oh, here's one for you. Forgive one another, instruct one another. Essentially, we are to reflect and honor Jesus in our words and actions with one another. Our vertical relationship with God, our intimacy with him, and our access to his authority and blessings is tied to our horizontal relationship with his body, which is the church. Because Christ is in us, friend, others should be able to see Jesus in us. Did you hear that? Let me just say that again. I may have not caught that. Maybe we chose to just, kind of skip over that part. Because Christ lives in you and he lives in me, other people should see Jesus in you and Jesus in me. He's our head, friend. And we are his church. His family of believers are his body living under his lordship. We are to function fully under the direction of our head, which is Jesus Christ. We are to reflect and honor Jesus in everything that we do. We are his hands and we are his feet. So how can you honor Jesus with your thoughts, words, and actions?
Well, thoughts. At the end of the day, ask yourself, did my thoughts honor the Lord today? Or was I preoccupied with myself? Words. Make it a habit of showing Jesus honored through your words by talking to others with the honor they deserve as people made in His image. Set a goal of avoiding sarcasm. Oh, that's a hard one for me. Oh, man. Try to set aside, just try for one day avoiding sarcasm or negative speech for a full day. Just try that. And then after you get through a day, do another day and do another day. And make sure we honor Him in our actions. Keep a journal for those who love taking journals and writing notes for a week of how you spend your time. And after reviewing your journal, kind of analyze if you are honoring Jesus with the first place position in your life. See, the life and ministry of Jesus did not end. He is in His rightful and exalted place in heaven, and He is in you. Let His life and ministry flow through the story of your life. And let's honor Jesus as Lord. Yes, friend, I do thank you so, so much for listening today. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.